summer time at 6.
Do we have a quorum?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No, we do not.
All right,
so.
So we can discuss, but we just can't take action.
Exactly. Exactly.
But we never vote on anything anyway, so.
You never do?
No. And all the times I've gone to this meeting, we've never had anything called.
And I was on the
There's never been a motion.
We do actually vote to approve minutes.
We have to vote to approve minutes.
Oh, we have some more people.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Yeah, I just think we've got to figure out how to solve that. Maybe you can talk with Aaron about a plan of what you can do to make it more likely that we can achieve a quorum. Because we do have to approve the minutes. That's just part of the process.
But we don't need a quorum to approve minutes.
Yes, we do.
You need a quorum to do everything except return.
Okay, who are we missing? We are missing Medallion Hunt Girls here, but she is not here. She will probably never be here for the Queens because she lives out of state.
Oh.
She comes in just to do this. Sean is here. Our pickleball guy is out of town, and he travels quite a lot for his business. Lane's here for the car show.
What's the total number you have on the committee?
16.
So you do have a quorum now.
Yeah. Well, let me see. Hang on, it's more than 16.
So you need 10 for a quorum.
We need 10 for a quorum, so we are good with that.
All right, we have a quorum.
Okay, anybody I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes? Does everybody have a chance to read through them?
I would like to make a correction on page 3.
Okay.
In the beginning of Doug Courtney Parade, it is the fourth bullet down. Doug said he worked with the fire station to arrange a porta potty. I would like to strike with the fire station.
So tell me the page again.
So page 3.
Page 3, fourth bullet, under
frame. He probably printed the minutes.
This is the minute.
This is the minute, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
And what, did you want to strike?
I mailed out the minutes.
Yeah.
With the fire station.
Uh-huh.
So that it will read, Doug said he worked to arrange a porta potty for the beginning of the parade route.
I actually have that coming.
Right. And it's not, the company isn't fire station.
No, the company.
Okay. I don't know where the
fire in a hole.
Fire in a hole.
There we go.
Fire.
Our fire chief had a buddy who was a fireman. Here's the markup. Company.
Thank you.
There's creative people out there.
He has a fireman. The guy that owns it.
Okay.
Do we vote to approve the minutes?
I don't believe we voted.
Okay, we do not. Okay.
So what you do when you do these, say this to anyone want to make a motion, and someone makes a motion, and then you say,
like
all in favor, aye. That's how you do it.
So I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes with the corrections that were approved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. And it's passed.
Good.
Okay. Officer Wagstaff, welcome. This is our opportunity to visit with our officers here. He will be our officer in charge for the Flames. So if we go around the room, everybody, anybody who has any concerns or concerned about your event, just make a note, for Officer Wagstaff on here. And I will start. Last year we had the police booth that was set up. There is not any signage on that in case of an emergency, in case of a lost child, emergency contact information. Do you guys have any banners?
I'm not sure. I can ask Chief if we can
get
one.
Will you check with the Chief, and if he does not, let me know, and I will get some banners made.
Okay.
Will they again be staffing that for the entire time of the flame?
Yes.
Okay. Are they... going to do the water dunk tank again?
I haven't heard about that, hopefully.
Did you not?
You're sitting on the chair.
The chief was on it last year. It was good. And might I say, the mayor dunks the chief.
Probably.
And what the chief didn't know was the mayor played baseball in college.
Oh, no.
Okay, so that would be my one request. Carrie, can you just go down this way? Any concerns for that? Okay. Anybody else? Safety concerns if we go down the room?
We want to get together and talk through details of road closures and such for the parade, but that's probably a better thing to grab the three of us and have that conversation. So.
Cool. And has there been any challenges with concerts in the past?
Okay, Carshall. Can I throw something out? Would be kind of nice if the police department had a vehicle they wanted to put in Carshall.
That would be cool.
Just, you know, as long as we're at it, no business. Okay. Any special? Okay, just nothing?
Nope.
Okay. Councilman?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm just concerned about the stage. I mean, we don't have anyone super famous, but if we do get Thurl Bailey, I'd kind of like to have someone stand out at least beside the stage.
While he's on it?
While he's on stage, yeah. I don't know how far in we are to possibly getting him. I have a person. Thurl Bailey.
He was at the steel days. Yeah.
He's always welcome and free. Yeah. I mean, he just contributes a lot.
So, you know, if he can draw a crowd, we might have some.
Would you want one or two officers there?
Probably just one, as I mean, just somebody to stand beside the stage just during his time. And that's going to be early evening, so probably around 4 o'clock, if I can get him. I don't have an okay yet, but I'll get back in touch with you and talk to you about that to clarify.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Donna, anything?
We, last year, 2 years ago, last year was the day of the storm, but 2 years ago, we had some lady police officers that came in just walking around the children's event, and a child was injured, and they jumped right in the first day. We didn't request them. They were just there, and I was just grateful they were there. So I don't know if that's a request, but that was just something that happened.
Well, we usually, we don't have anybody assigned specifically to wander around during that time, but we stop in and visit, and more of a kind of let the public see us out and about during the festival. We don't have people specifically assigned to it other than the ones that are in the booth. But during our shifts, we all try to stop by, so that may have been what they were doing.
Okay. That's the hugest kids event we've got during the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's a good one. Ryder, anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sergeant Wagstaff, so the fire department. Okay, so just to the side of the tennis courts, the little road that goes in from Mountain Ridge Junior High, right beside there where the sandbox is where we will put the fire truck, which counts as our EMTs for the event.
Okay.
So just make sure the police department knows where they are if something happens.
Cool.
Okay, discussion items. Committee members to discuss safety issues, we've covered that. Updates on the individual flings, and if there are any size changes, I'm working on the stride updates. For those of you who are going to use stride, The fees are going up just a little bit, so if you give me a ballpark of what your fee is for your event, if you are charging, so we can, if at all possible, it'd be nice if we can make account of $0. And I think we've got the engine this time. Carrie's not. Doug? Okay, I have turned in the information you gave me to the STRIDE people. He should have a rough draft of that soon so we can go with that. The changes that you gave me that I gave to Amy for the Flynn book, I turned those into STRIDE as well. Are you not going to utilize STRIDE for your registration for the parade this year?
We are, but it's already in place and done. And
you're already good?
They shouldn't have anything that STRIDE needs to do about it.
Okay. And Shauna, we don't have to do STRIDE. Do we, car show fees, we haven't discussed yet. Wayne, what do you think for car show fees?
I don't think we ought to have them. And the reason I say that is you get these guys who get $50,000 in these cars, they hate me to repeat, unless the fee goes to a charity. Wounded Warriors, kids with autism, they don't care. They're happy to do it. But they don't get too enthused about a city.
When
they have the donation aspect. I think that's great.
Yeah, and now, but there's ways to raise money. But as far as charging an entrance fee?
Not an entrance fee. Well, do we want to have t-shirts then? Because we charged for shirts last year.
Well, I think you can sell them. And yeah, I think people will buy them.
Give me your recommendations. Would you sell them at the fling? Just at the event itself? Or would you pre-order so you know you got the size you want?
Having been involved with the Lehigh Rodeo for numerous years, those shirts go on sale in Macy's in Lehigh, in every store they have church hats, and by the time that rodeo hits, they're sold out. So you know you've got to get them fast. So I think if we pre-sell them somewhere, I think it helps advertise, it helps raise money. I just know from that experience, of course, it's a very well-established year-after-year thing, but I think that's what we're hoping to do here. Create something that.
Yeah.
So it's not done in Lehigh City Hall, it's done in stores.
You maybe could get them that way. I just see them at the grocery stores at Kohler's, Pioneer Market now, Macy's, in Lehigh.
Does the rodeo department itself pay for them, or does the city pay for them?
You know, I don't know, but I'm on that committee still. I haven't been released. I'm not on the teacher, but I'm on a part of the committee. Let me check whether or not I will get that.
Actually, I bought some at the grocery store, and she had to keep it in a separate thing. So the rodeo does pay for me, and it goes back to them.
Oh, so the city may pay for
she had to keep it separate.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'll find out. That's a good question.
Will you please look into that? We could obviously talk to Macy's here. How many different places do they sell shirts?
I'll have to find out. I know you can see them at the grocery stores, Pioneer Party, I've seen them. When the Maverick was in Lehigh on the roundabout, but it's gone now.
It's gone.
And so, just different local venues. And I'll find out how many they sell here.
Ace would probably be a good place.
So if he does the t-shirts,
I'll ask him to find out.
Because I have a very good contact with
him. So I think Robin in charge of the t-shirts after Robin.
Yeah, we get charged with the t-shirts. Just literally what was our cost to buy the shirts and give them credit. We didn't make any money off of it.
Okay.
And I've still probably got about 2 dozen left.
Well, so do we need to compare? He mentioned he has a good contact. We have a son that has a contact for making t-shirts.
Why don't we? Let's compare prices.
Yeah. Can you see who does the most?
Yeah. That rodeo is the last week in June, and probably by May 1st, May 15th, you'll see for selling the shirt.
But by the 1st of June, they're gone. Thanks, Doug.
can already send her a contact.
Fee structure.
Okay. Okay, so let's finish the shirts when we come back to the car show. Okay, so any other do we do? We don't do shirts for the parade.
We generally do shirts for the volunteers.
How have you ordered those before?
A lot of guesswork.
I have some good contacts. One's local here in Highland, and the other one's...
Oh.
I've done a lot of work with them.
I didn't see you. What's your name?
Jen Lambert, Highland Run Club. I've had a birthday, and I was out of town for a soccer tournament, but I haven't been here.
Say it again.
Jen Lambert.
Jen Lambert.
And for the Glow Run.
And she does what?
The Glow Run.
Oh, Glow Run. Well, there's another K t-shirt.
Yeah.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4. So we have 2, 4, 5.
I mean, it's kind of my career.
It's kind of my work agenda. And then I also
do a lot of my life.
We don't generally do... When I say t-shirts for volunteers for the parade.
Oh, that's awesome.
We
yeah.
have not generally done custom shirts, but just we've got the standard fling t-shirts.
So awesome. Will the vest that Karen got you take the place of that and be enough to distinguish everybody?
Yeah, that probably works. We can just use the vest.
Yeah. Did he say volunteer being the people that help with the fling?
With the parade.
With the parade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a lot of volunteers. How many?
We've been running somewhere between 20 and 25. I'm hoping to bump that up to about 40.
Nice.
But the problem is recruiting.
Okay. Okay, so stride events, you're okay. Shauna, no stride. Car show, will you? We were still on stride. Oh, sorry, t-shirts. Okay, thank you. Okay, so t-shirts for the car show.
And you said you take care of the awards. And I can talk to you about that privately. We don't need to.
Okay. Right now I'm just catching anybody else need t-shirts.
Oh, t-shirts.
Jan, are you going to want to use t-shirts or just doing the glow?
I'd love to do shirts, yeah. I guess my question is,
do we charge
who's providing them? So that's where we need to up the price. Because last year I didn't do it because I had the Glow Run shirts for my kids.
Uh-huh.
But then we had a whole bunch of people from Highland City go. So it's like a different thing. So I can get pricing on it.
When you do other Glow Runs, do the participants buy t-shirts from you? Or
so if you have them, like I have them there. When it's an extra cost, they don't always buy them. But Rod's Heroes was there, and they had their capes. And so a lot of the kids bought the capes to help support Rod's Heroes, which is who we were raising money for last year. This year we're raising money for a 5-year-old boy diagnosed with neuroblastoma who's getting a stem cell transplant this summer. So, like, we'd love... like, I'm open to the shirts. I haven't even gotten that far on... for the Glow Run. I have a shirt pricing for my regular run club in the summer, but yeah, I would love that. That would be great. And then you could charge more because people would like that. It's just we need to make sure we push a heavier pre-registration because it's really hard to guess on sizes that people will register for.
Okay. So t-shirts for the car show, t-shirts for the Glow Run, any other events? Just those two. Okay, we'll talk offline on how to
okay.
Figure out our lineups there. Okay. How many have we... Thank you. Bless your heart. I'm just sitting here kind of...
Last time we tried, we couldn't get them
down.
Yeah, maybe they're mad at touch.
I think three of us tried.
Robin's there with sunglasses on.
Yeah, I think for whatever reason it's at the max. No, it goes down further. So, yeah, it's broken, I guess.
Some go down and some don't.
Just give it a good yank.
I have put a flag in Germany before.
Sorry, Robin.
That's okay.
If I'm looking like I'm squinting, it's just you.
We just need to find a big box.
Okay. So then while we were finishing up safety issues right before you came, Jim. This is Officer Wagstaff.
Hi.
Would you give us a rundown of what you need as far as officers?
Yeah, that was great. So a lot of what it is replicated from last year where we had the parade route when we were working with Highland City Police Department. It starts at Lone Peak High School, and it's the field kind of northwest of it, northwest east over there where the soccer fields are. And the trail goes down on the running path, goes into the park, and then goes out to Canal Boulevard, comes up to the highway, comes up and then cuts back through. And I think we had three police people stationed, and then we had a motorcycle police officer kick it off with their lights flashing, and the kids like absolutely loved that. They thought it was so cool. But I think we had three police officers stationed at the critical.
So what are your critical spots?
So besides the start where you kick it off, it's Canal Boulevard, the intersection where Canal and the highway meet. And then the other one is where it connects over. I don't know. I can't remember the name. I don't have a map in front of me, so I can't remember the name. But where the it connects through, the trail connects through to Highland Glen Park from the highway. Does anyone remember? I can get a map, and I just don't have that with me right now.
So you would need three officers positioned. Where those officers were, did we have lights last year?
We didn't get the lights. They didn't deliver the lights. We needed floodlights in. So from the highway to Highland Glen Park, that trail that cuts through, or the road and then the trail that cuts through, there's the river there, and we asked for a floodlight to be there, and we asked for it to be in the park, and then up where we're stationed at home base, and none of them came. So we were in the dark.
In the dark, water didn't show up.
Yeah, we learned. Despite it all, it was great, and I asked everyone, would you rather do it different or do it again up there with the chip timing, and they loved it. So.
Andy's promised.
And it was like 180 people.
Thank you so much.
So I think besides the police escort, there were three, I think they had, because they had to block off the road, that new light over by Lone Peak, that road was blocked off. And now that there's a light there, because they just barricaded it, but that road will need to be blocked.
Knight Avenue.
Yeah, and then those two on the highway where Canal Boulevard and then where it cuts through. Those are the three areas we had officer stationed besides the guy who rode the motorcycle there.
Are you guys doing the same route this year?
Yeah, exact same. It worked really well. And we're going to do better because I have someone help me, but the other person who's helped me this year has done a lot of 5Ks and races, so we'll have things, we'll have lights and more signs. We had some stuff, but the night before it was like this huge storm and we didn't even know if we were going to have it, and then we were trying to get out there that next day and mark everything. So, but that's what we need for safety. It worked really well with what the help we got last year, and then if we get the three floodlights.
So do the floodlights, how safe did you feel down around the pond when they went to
the need the floodlights. That's why one is where from the highway to the park, there's an area and there's a river. So we wanted, it's like really dark and bushy. And my husband's law enforcement, so
okay.
Yeah, he was like, we need it there. We need one in, like in Highland Glen Park, it's pretty dark as they're going around the trail.
That's the one I wanted.
And they need one there. They go northbound on that Highland Glen Park. So when they come through, they're going northbound around and then coming up that hill to finish it. And then coming back to home base. And then we didn't have a light at home base. We had the chip timing truck and like people's cars, but we didn't have.
So one of the lights should be right there.
Yeah. And then in the park, and then that, just that connector road is pitched because it's all trees and bushes.
How spread out are the kids?
They're pretty spread out because you have different paces. So it's a 5K that they run.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can't control that.
And then we have a 1 mile. So when they come down Highland Glen, they're coming down from the high school. There's a path that goes to Canal and then the path that goes in. So the 1 milers go in and come back up the hill. And we had adults, we had lots of people on the trails. I think we said that if they're 8 or younger, you need to be with them. If they're over 8, they're okay. We didn't have any issues with kids getting hurt or disappearing on us. We were pretty good that way. So, mm-hmm. So we have those 3 stations and the 3 floodlights. That's for safety. And then we have vests, like all of our volunteers have vests with lights on them. And
you've already got a vest.
My neighbor has them, so I think she'll let me have them again. So I'll double check and let you know, but I think we have the vest covered. Okay. So, yeah.
And do you have a sponsor that does the glow necklaces, the glow sticks?
I've always paid for it. Yeah. So it would be Run Club Realtor and Highland Run Club that would cover.
Okay. So why do we have to try to figure this out? Can you send me, I'm trying to think. So we you know, we have the standard sponsorship prices. Let's make it work a little more legally so okay. There can be a tax deduction for me on that one. Let's make it a donation to the city, and then we'll turn around and use it for that, and then that way you get a little bit of a write-off on it.
Okay.
It helps for planning and, you know, knowing exactly how much cost goes into the entire flame. Mm-hmm. It'll really help that.
You got it, yeah.
Okay. And then whatever kind of a receipt for it, you know, when you pay for them, whatever it is, that'd be enough legally we can work on that.
Okay. Right? I'll connect with you afterwards to get all the details on that then.
Okay. So we've got safety issues covered. Do we have any changes to pricing this year? Doug, we had a little bit of a change on the parade, didn't we? Pardon? Okay. Has anybody got any changes? We do need to figure out what we want to do for the car show. So you're saying free.
I think as an entrance fee, I think I would. Unless there's a fee you want to charge for a charitable cause.
Are we able to do that? Because last year I was told we couldn't do that.
Or the donation.
Because that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to have a $25 registration fee and then have half of it go to the city and half of it go to the charitable donation. Because you can get more people to register when they know that there's a cause involved.
I'm just trying to think how we... Well, if we're not doing the T-shirts, or we are doing the T-shirts, where do we get the money to cover that if we don't do an entrance fee?
Probably when you sell them, would you think?
Okay, so free entrance for everybody who comes, free entrance for the people with the vehicles also.
Yeah, that's used with the norm. You do, like I say, you will get some charge, but it's usually for a good cause.
So if we called it buying the T-shirt is purchasing a donation for the good cause then?
Pardon me? You've got to pay for the shirt.
We've got to pay for the shirts too. So do we...
Let's think about that one.
Well, depending on how much the shirts cost, people usually pay about $10 for a shirt. So if they cost $5 to $6, then you can do $5
a donation. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty
something
common.
Like that work for you?
Can I think about it?
Think about it. Because we've also got the cost of the plaques. Shauna, what did we pay for those plaques last year? Were they about $5?
I think it was $8 a piece. Yeah.
What's the best you've done for the plaques you've given away for?
I'm not sure. It's been a while.
Okay. Just trying to make sure we can at least have enough income coming in to cover the shirts and the trophies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we'll bring some food trucks out there, too. Do you, well, let's go with that. Do you want to be where we were last year?
Well,
where
we were? No. I did look at the options that you told me last meeting. And I think the very best spot for the most success is by on 104th on the east side of the school where the little cavity is.
So underneath the trees there
or
down
the trees,
in the flat part?
The tractors are closer to the school.
So the car show's not in the same, no, just
the tractors. Yeah, I mean, it's a different night.
How many trees do you think you could get in under there?
Trees?
right off the park, you know, off the trees there. I think we would need to plant about 50 to 60. And I think that would be very easy to get them, because they get relatively pretty close as long as you don't get the door. They don't really open them and close them, but you want people to be able to walk around.
Yeah.
And
look.
Okay, where would you use as an entrance to get down in there?
Right out the parking lot of the school. And if there's no entry, we get the city to put a piece of metal plate. And if they don't have one, I get one. We do that all the time.
What about behind the junior high?
Was there any trees there?
No.
We're talking August, and I need grass and trees.
Yeah.
No asphalt.
Okay.
Please.
Even though we do have the plugs in there.
Yeah. It'll make a big difference in your attendance.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a big difference in the people that come.
You're melting. Okay, so not up to the front by the Alpine Highway. So you're talking further back. Okay.
Closer to the just off the school park.
Just off the school park. Okay.
And it looked like there's a pavilion there. It looks like there's power.
Power is already turned on in the pavilion.
Yeah, we would need some power.
But don't they use that pavilion for the Highland Games?
Yeah, but the car show won't be during the Highland Games. So the car show is on
Tuesday night.
Right.
The 29th or the 30th, I think.
I don't have a calendar in front of me, but yeah, just the Tuesday night at the swing for the car show.
Car show on Tuesday.
I think that is that August 27th?
July 27th. Or July something. August 2nd.
It would be Tuesday and 30th in July.
I'm on the city council. She's over the entertainment.
Is that correct for Auburn? Tuesday the 30th?
Tuesday the 30th.
I'm going.
Last year there were food trucks at the car show.
Yes.
Same thing.
If
I can't see your.
If we're doing that again, do they end up taking? I'm just worried about parking. Do they end up taking parking spots?
Do you think it's feasible to ask the participants at the car show to park in the junior high parking lot? People that come? So that leaves us room for all the vehicles to get in there and for food trucks.
The food trucks are going to be in the parking lot, correct?
They were on the grass last year.
But you wanted to be on the grass.
Yeah, I'd like to be on the grass, and the people who can come park in the school parking lot. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't want them on the grass.
So what is an average of, so when you go to a car show, how many food trucks do you traditionally see?
It depends on how long the car show's been doing it. They can anticipate their last year's, you know, and so we're kind of in the building stage. I think if you had 2 to 4, I think that'd be plenty.
Okay, pretzels, snow cones, or, you know, something more snacky?
Yeah, hamburgers, drinks, hot dogs. Because some of those guys, if they start at 5 o'clock, they'll come in at 3:30.
I know, that surprised me last year.
After Jurassic Park would be willing to do tacos.
They're there for 3 or 4 hours. It's nice to get, especially on a hot July day, it's something cold or something.
Get tacos.
Yeah.
Which one? Just Jurassic.
Yeah. Okay. So I will work on that. Can you do for me a rough draft of a drawing out of where you want everything to be?
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get a copy of that, and we can get it to everybody who has signed up. So then, is there something up to be in for the food trucks and for the guys in the car show?
But it's yes, okay to use the school parking lot to park the people that come and the
I will confirm that with the junior high people.
Because you almost have to, because you don't want them out on the road.
Right.
And that way they're off the road, and there's a lot of parking right there. And, yeah. parking, shade, and grass.
That's a good combination.
That's the combination.
And then you keep the food away from the nice cars.
And even with the food trucks, there's probably room in that close parking lot for handicap parking.
Oh, yeah.
And I, when I use a food truck over a generator, well, they just, maybe they might need some power, I don't know.
They usually ask, they prefer to have power, but they all have generators.
Yeah.
Well, it makes it louder.
It does make it louder.
It makes it louder.
On their
so a lot of clientele.
They can't touch them.
Well, and we can bring some of the city generators into power and if we need to.
I don't think you'll need to. I think everybody that food trucks in, I think they'll be prepared for self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Our experience.
Okay. All right. Can you please get for me a list of divisions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That you'd like to have. And Shauna, let's price the plaques from the place that you had them do last year, and then we'll price the place Wayne Scott. Let's price them out as a bulk, see if we can get a discount for getting more.
Is it just for the control or you want plaques for other things too?
That's what I'm saying. Shauna uses a lot of plaques for the art show. So if we combine them, maybe we can get a cheaper
you
price.
You use any for like the horseshoe tournament and the tractors? And
we do horseshoes. We do the art show. So
I don't know what they do.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking, let's maybe see if we can't get a good price.
Okay.
I think that's a really good price anyway. I was paying that much just for ribbons before.
So Shauna's are $8, I think, for
the plaque. That's where they were.
And it's the lady who does the custom woodwork herself on them, and they were really nice, I thought.
Wow.
Did you do cheaper than $8 last year?
Last year, I was gone. So I
did the cruise.
Well, I thought that some useless people.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
We did.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'll need $8.
Okay.
I can't fathom needing $8.
Okay, then let's get a massive order together and put anybody. Does anybody else need trophies?
Yeah, Robin. And she said that if we could get it to her a couple of days early, she can even put names on them of the winners.
Oh,
we're
I would love that.
Really we don't know the winner, so
we don't know the winner,
so
that's
right.
I don't
know it.
Yeah.
Well, you put my name on
all of them. What was the glow run to then? How many divisions do you have?
So we do, depending on how we sign up, we usually have 4 to 5 age categories, and then we do male and female.
Okay, so let's everybody who's got trophies, let's send me an email with the verbiage that you need on it, and let's go for one big order. Because she's going to need some time for this.
Okay. Yeah. And then I usually just do first, second, third, or first and second.
Okay.
But I can send it all to you.
Well, why don't you kind of give us a deadline by when you need it?
The next meeting we have next month, let's have your list
of divisions.
Uh-huh. Well, we ought to get the order in about the same time, so then I can pick them up. I can pick them all up, and everybody doesn't have to run over there to get them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If at our next meeting, if everybody comes with their list of any trophies or plaques that they need, and then we'll just put it all in at one time. Does that work?
And is it all plaques, or can it be like a ribbon one?
She can order ribbons too, but honestly, the ribbons cost as much as the plaques, and the plaques are so much nicer.
Are they much nicer? I'm just thinking as a race, like a runner.
You just always get the.
It
depends on if. I should have brought my ribbons around my car. I should go get them and show you.
Yeah, that'd be great, just because I just know any. Like,
there's
a plaque, you won't.
Yeah, because there's two ways, but she prints. Highlands fling on them too, so they're not just like ones that you buy at parties or whatever.
Yeah, let me see them because I just think for the run that's just pretty standard for a race.
Robert, are you okay if I run out and get them?
Yes, please. Talk about the show for a minute because he's got to leave. I've got to have a chat with him.
Okay.
We're running out. She's going to have to go first.
Mm-hmm.
workers.
Sergeant Brett, have you been here with him for a while? Yeah, okay. Did I work with you? No, it was a different guy.
No, it was Sergeant. We rotate.
You rotate every day, okay. Taking a plane and working it. That makes sense. You don't burn out. COVID, it was like during the pandemic and everything.
We had 4 or 5 guys quit all at once. Summit County was paying $40 a month for days. And so they were like, in charge of the schedule. I'm like, well, shit, fucking easy. There's no one to put on.
Right?
So
I
have
been working with the prison, and they had another massive issue. And they just got $1,000 in probation. Was it so much more? But it was great. I mean, there's just such a gap with it. And people are willing to pay more. People are willing to pay
crazy.
Hey, Robin. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. I'm like, hey, guess what? Mandatory overtime.
Yep, all the mandatory. You're just like, so what? It was crazy because you had lots of mandatory. I'm a realtor. It was like the last 3 years, I just feel like we're such a blur. It was crazy. Good, but just crazy. I know I have boys and club sponsors, so that's my relation.
Which club?
Rios MC. The owner's from Argentina. We looked at the road and some others. We were recruited to this club. And we actually meet the locals. Like, it's a good club. We've been around for 3 years, but it's all like 80%
Hispanic.
That's
where the talent is.
That's where I'm like, I'm getting my boys there.
That is fantastic.
Let's flip back in here. Anything else on the run?
So the only other thing would be to connect with you. We can do this offline to get the website pricing, and then the question I have is kind of along those lines. I'd like to charge $25, but have it split between the city and a cause on the registration, if we can, because then that way, and it can be like, you know, $20 goes to the city, $5 goes to the cause. It doesn't have to be 50-50. It's just in that way we can get more people registered, get a shirt.
Let me talk to our finance guy and
because I know Stride has the capability of doing that. It just was turned off.
Well, what really happens in this is everybody's expenses for the fling are paid out by the city. And so, and then all of the income, some events do not make money. Some events, kickoff events, some events we actually lose money on. And it covers the cost of all the trophies, and it takes all of these events to pay the expense for that. Plus, we lose $20,000 to $50,000 a year, also. So it's not like there is a big pool of money that we pay out like that. Does that make sense?
It does. I just think it makes sense. Also, like I know Courage Reigns and other people have done it in the past, where if it's a cause that you're doing it for. $25, $30, and you take just a small portion of that.
But it hasn't been part of the fling. It's been something that they've done on their own. The one way we could make it work is if you wanted to, you know, pay for the items for the fling, and we would reimburse you, you know, the cost of that, or we could just go out ourselves, you know, if we found it for a cheaper price. But the money doesn't, you know, for instance, the car show. The money we raise at the car show will obviously cover the expenses of the car show, hopefully, and help some of, half of these events don't make any money. So we kind of work on the others to help support the ones that don't.
Did we charge $25 last year?
No, I only charged
we
$10 because we couldn't raise any money.
Anything to come and sell?
There's a $50 fee to do that.
So
$25 more if they have patent power.
So if we did a $25 registration with a 50-50 split between the city and the charity, we're still making $250 more per registration than we did last year?
And then the motivation is that.
And you're going to get more.
What did you charge for the fun run last year?
$10. I was going to charge $20 to $25 because we were going to raise for Rod's Heroes. And when you said no, I said $10 because then I won't do a shirt. It's just a cover.
I need to make this so with Aaron and our finance.
Because to me, you can make more. Like, even if you did 20 and 5 or split it 50-50 or 10 and 15, you'll make more money. And we've already done it once. I've got hundreds of kids every year that come to my run club. The second year you're going to do the glow run, it's going to have a lot of people there.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to promote it. And so you're going to make the money off of it. It's just, I think we need to ask.
If you think of it as a whole, this is a city not each individual one. So I want to talk to Erin when she gets back on Monday and that Monday stuff.
Okay. You'll have more people register and more money coming in if there's a cause connected.
Robin.
With Highland, especially Hometown Heroes being the theme, that's awesome.
Can we, if we need to have more discussion on this, can we postpone it for just a minute and let?
Yes, I know.
Yeah, we've got to run like 5 minutes ago.
That's
right.
The banner for the back of the stage, does that come out of my budget?
That is not going to come out of your
budget. Okay.
You do need to give me that information, and I will help you with that.
Okay. The RV green room, does anybody have a resource for, like, an RV park? Maybe somebody that sells RVs who would be willing to lend us an RV for the night so we can use it for the green room for the band to kind of...
Do you need more than one?
It would be great if we had more than one, but...
all of the bands or just the one band?
So we would like it to be the green room for all the bands, but, you know, they can stay in it during their intermission or they can stay in it right before they go on, a place to cool off and get ready to go back on stage. So that's really what we're looking at. So if anybody knows anyone or has any ideas, I would appreciate
any connections?
Well, I did, but they sold the sewer trailer for the new owners. Usually, if we can find one, I have to think of, I know the Washburn on 8th North. Usually, if you can let them advertise,
yes.
You know, this is donated
for
by Blow and Motors, they get something out of it. And, I mean,
I thought American Fork Chamber was going to look at
there's an issue with that. We can talk offline about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then on as of yet, the chamber hasn't come up with anything.
Interesting. And yeah.
Okay. And then we have one band that has a member who has a nice car that he may want to put in the show. Do you have any objection to them advertising their band? Performance.
I think it'd be great.
Okay.
To do that.
They're called the Tri Chevys. So.
Tri Chevys.
Yeah. Tri Chevys.
I'm sure you've heard them to a concert for me.
I have heard of them. I've never seen them. But no, I think that helps promote the other events.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be a great idea because isn't it after the car show? Is it Saturday night?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think that'd be perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. Yeah. I need to talk to you about food budget for the green room since we're going to have people in all day. And so that's something. I'm only $100 over the budget right now. That's backline and that's stage and that's sound.
I know what she's saying.
Okay. And then, so we need to talk about that, the food budget for the green room.
Food items, drinks.
Drinks, yeah. Because they're going to, some of them are going to want alcohol.
Just particularly, yeah.
And it has to, and I'll make sure that they know it has to stay in the trailer. They can't have anything on stage except water.
Let me ask you the next question since Officer Wagstaff is sitting right here and I thought about it. Will they have a ride back to the airport after, or are they going to be driving?
So the only ride that I'm providing is for the main band, and my daughter is helping me with that.
To take them to
the hotel afterwards. And then they will leave the next day to go to the hotel. So they won't be driving. There won't be any issue like that.
Does that sufficiently cut our liability?
Thank you.
What's the
band? It's called Celebrating Queen.
Queen, Freddie.
It's Freddie. It's called Freddie's Song.
They're all fun. Okay.
Okay, and then the last thing is, we have one band that would like to sell apparel and swag. Can they do that?
Which band?
It's Swagger.
What kind of swag?
Swag.
Let me think. They could do a booth.
Okay. So if they provide everything, they can do a booth.
They could do
okay. And where can they put that booth?
What are we charging for booth rentals? $25. We will have them.
Can we waive that fee for them?
We can waive
it because they've already come down substantially for the bit. You know,
how much did they come down for?
They came down to $500.
Wow.
Guys in kilts singing rock and roll. What more could you have?
Guys in skirts.
She's good at this.
Okay.
Okay. So yes. Send me their information, and I will get them on the list for a booth, okay?
Okay, thank you. And then,
sorry, we have to go.
Yeah, and I think that's all I have for tonight, and then I just need to talk to you about scheduling. Can I do awards while people are setting up, bands are
absolutely
setting up?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, awesome. That's all.
We'll also need to throw in the fling challenge. So we'll have the drawing winner of that, too.
Okay. Fling challenge and
fling challenge.
What are the other? What was the other award? I had one awards here. There was. Sorry, I just need clarification on this. Highland Games Awards.
So that's all of our fun guys in kilts throwing telephone poles around. They do an award ceremony.
On Friday, right?
Is that the Strongman? And how much time do they
do the awards on Saturday. I'm thinking it took about 20 minutes,
10 minutes is what they had, yeah.
But last year they just awarded everything right out there on the
That would be ideal if they didn't have to use a stage.
Tentatively hold the spot for them, and I will check with them because they're not here
yet. Perfect. My recollection is that last time he said he'd prefer to do it. At the event.
Okay.
It's a lot.
No, we'll make it happen, but we'll just have to have them on the front of the stage while the band's setting up their equipment.
Well, and it's nice for the audience to have something to do to be interactive with while they're setting up and taking down.
And when I say the event, I mean the Highland Games. I think that's what he said you preferred.
Yeah, okay, even better. Okay, thank you. Sorry we have to run.
Okay, bye.
I'm going to still offer it to him because they used to do it, but odds are really good they know.
Say that again.
Odds are really good they're not going to want to do it on the stage,
okay.
But I'm going to still offer it.
Okay, all right. Just sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, where have we got off? Okay, green room, food budget. Okay, next item on the agenda, our theme this year. Did I skip something? Okay. Hometown Heroes is our theme this year. So we have got, I'm going to pass these around so everybody can look at them, a couple of different ideas for a logo. If one really strikes a friend, just keep passing them, we should go. If one of these really strikes and you like it,
I like that one better.
Yeah, the Kapow one looks better.
You like the?
I like the Kapow. I think
Batman and Robin in the back.
That's cool too. The superhero one.
I like the Kapow, but that one's cute too.
I like the superhero, but it takes you a minute to figure out what that is.
Well, and I don't see a fire.
The Kapow one is like it just. I feel like it really sticks out and like draws people in. From my perspective, but
yeah, when I saw them all spread out on the table, that one just
it just leaps out. It leaps out at you really well.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if you think of branding across all the events, like that's the one that's gonna
Well, the little pie thing we had last year, the little round circle thing, that's continuous with the fling every year. So we always have, you know, the little circle thing up there. Yeah. This year our theme is Hometown Heroes, so I was trying to incorporate something in there.
Is this something you put on the t-shirt for all of us?
We will put them on the t-shirts, yes. Just trying to finalize the logo. The thing that I like the best about this one, and the only reason is because we've actually got a military person on there. So whatever we do choose, I'd like to make sure.
We'll just swap it out and put
guy here who may be a teacher. I've never figured out what this job is, and maybe that's...
Oh, yeah, switch it out.
I still think it's Councilman Smith.
Yeah, that's what I said when I said it. I thought that's Smith on there.
She did.
Did he do the work himself?
No, Amy did, but... The one thing I would ask each of you is, before we meet again next time, start thinking of a way that we can honor our hometown heroes in your event. You know, for Doug, maybe Doug had a brilliant idea that maybe this year some of our hometown heroes are, you know, are in the parade, are our Grand Marshal this year.
Who is the Grand Marshal?
It's not been decided yet. The mayor actually gets to choose that one. But I do not have enough nominations, so please, Doug,
can I nominate? How do you nominate those?
Online. If you go online, to, okay. Yeah, go to the Highlands Wing, I've got it on there, and it's on the city website. If you scroll down to the Highlands Wing and click on that, then there's a place to nominate.
I actually have a Vietnam vet who lives in my ward, who I think would be phenomenal.
Right.
For it.
Okay, and then make sure you get some detailed information in there with it. And if you need more space than that, you can email it to me directly.
My concern, so the children's party theme is going to be hero adventure. But my concern about trying to honor, for example, like police or fire or something in that event is that everyone's going to do that, and they're just going to be busy being honored all week. And that might be onerous rather than honorous.
That was good.
Any thoughts?
And maybe that's one of the events that's a little bit hard to do, but you already have a hero element.
We do have a hero. I mean, our whole team is going to be heroes.
And then we have the patriotic event. I mean, obviously, that will be our military that we're honoring that night.
And maybe, Robin, we have, whether it's police or firemen or both or some, have an award they judge and give out. You know, involve them in the judging.
I like that.
And we can come up with a category.
I like that. Okay, so car show, police officer's choice?
Yeah, or fireman, or...
And fireman, no, but let me do them all.
Yeah, or something there. And
Heroes.
Pardon me?
Heroes.
Yeah, Heroes Pit. Yeah. We could call it maybe. Yeah, yeah. We have a couple of police, a couple of firemen, ambulance, whoever, and yeah, call it the Heroes Pick or something.
I like that. So one person on each committee from the different services here. And Officer Wagstaff, since you were already here and part of this committee, we got one.
We got the chairman. We have the chairman here that's going to.
I don't know about police judging cars, but we're pretty judgmental about
that. All profiling.
What are the questions to you, like, how fast can it go?
Yeah.
Can it go faster than
half this car is a lot of detail, and it says drive it like you stole it, and that's how we drive.
That's all I got.
But anyway, we can do some fun things.
So I think so. I like that. I like it. That's part of it. That's good. Okay, anybody else? Did we skip anything here before we
come over? Yeah, ribbons.
Yes, ribbons.
We need to talk about these.
Yeah, how much does she charge to do ribbons?
Okay, so these have to be sent back east to be made, so we need time. If they want ribbons, I have to get the order.
When you say time, what kind of time are you talking?
It usually takes 2 months for me to get them back, so if I order them now, I brought them home because I'm need to go through on the
so it would probably need the plaque. When I'm talking ribbon, like a race ribbon, is one where you have like a
thing of metal,
a metal, and then a string that you put around your neck. That's what, not like that. That's more of like
I'm sure she can do those too, but I've just never bought.
Because if I can get information on that, if we can, that's what I'd prefer, just because that's what racers do. They're not going to want to carry a plaque around, but they can throw their medal around their neck when they leave. And it's in the dark, so I'm like trying to get.
I can check with them.
Can you get a price on those, please?
But these ribbons are the ones that are $8 a piece.
Oh, the plaque would be much better.
So the plaque is a lot nicer. These are pretty cheap. I can order these in bulk.
Amazon, if you have to order those.
No, I have to order them from her so I can get the Highland Fling right now.
But if you can get the medal with the ribbon around it, like a race, just a running medal, that's a comparable price, that's what we would want for the gold one.
How many divisions do we have?
So I usually do 4 to 5. I think I'm going to do 5 age divisions because there's a lot of younger that I have to divide up into more ages. But 5 age divisions, male and female, so 10.
With multiple places.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Shauna, if you'll please get a price on this. Will you get Shauna, or send it to me, I'll send it to Shauna, a list of what kind of trophies you'd need for a car show?
Okay.
Will you at least get a price on
trophies, too?
She did some really nice trophies for the horseshoe in that last year. They turned out really nice.
It's
Well, and then we're incorporating Hometown Heroes because the police do the escort ride for the glow line, so that'll be perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've discussed safety issues, how to incorporate the Hometown Heroes. Did anybody bring their free page from the magazine with you to get to me so I can get started on those changes?
I emailed mine. Did you get it?
I got yours. And
I emailed
you.
And I got that. And I got
you. You said that was on the email.
Everybody rip out your page from this and pass these around. Rip out your page and take that home with you. And if you see any changes you want made on there, just take a picture of it and send it to me. I'll get that. I'll do it. And any way you can possibly incorporate Hometown Heroes into your event is great. And we're just going to take a different heroes look at the trips. It's good. Yeah.
I have a question about the flag retirement. My old unit, the National Guard, used to do in Spanish Fort, where they had the kickoff to Fiesta days. Our unit and the National Guard would do the flag retirements. If you're interested, I've been out for 8 years, but I might still be able to get in contact and see if it's.
So we're doing a flag retirement.
We are doing a flag retirement. We've talked to the local military group. Chuck Boyack's group. Can't remember what his sergeant's name is. But yeah, we'd love to have you guys there and maybe work in tandem with them, and I will put you in contact with them.
Was that a separate flag ceremony or was that for the
No, this is going to be a separate event. Okay, so there'll be a patriotic event. That will, and our local military people will come and do a talk on what patriotism means to them. Mm-hmm. And then there will be a flag retirement after. And that is on military event. Patriotic event will be on the Wednesday night. Thank you.
And for that flag retirement, is it just one flag or? My only experience with those has been when I was in the Guard, and we had people bringing us bags of them. So they built a big bonfire down in the Spanish Fork Rodeo Grounds, and we'd have to retire all the flags. So it was a couple hours.
We could start gathering the local military unit two weeks ago, maybe three, did do a flag retirement ceremony. So I know that they were gathering for that. But I believe there's still the flag that was out here out front, the big one that they just pulled down to the new one to start. Have we got any food?
We got a large check.
Oh, we got a large check. But
I know that they change that flag out there every couple months because it gets worn out.
Chlorine flag was at this.
You know Roy from the city employee, Roy, right?
Yep.
Roy was the one that took that down and had it in a box, and he had another one the city was flying somewhere else too. So will you get a hold of Roy and ask him if we still have those?
Sure.
Okay. Because that was, what, just last week, wasn't it, Donna? They took that down, maybe 2 weeks at the most?
Yeah, it has been very recent.
Yeah. So it should be somewhere. Okay. Island Fling magazine. If you have not, everybody rip your page out of this magazine. Get it updated. If you have new pictures of your event, send those to me, too.
I'm still trying to recover my Dropbox. I had some pictures, but I can't recover them.
Oh, so no!
I'm trying to get them again, so.
Okay.
And we'll take a look at those.
And, you know, you have one to get in the parade stuff? Last year would be a great picture.
Okay. Which one?
Oh, you had all the grandkids on the flatbed behind the trailer. That was pretty cool.
All right. Do you want us to put it with the Historical Society picture or separate?
Simply your information separate.
Okay.
Depending on what we get with everything. And does the Historical Society want to send you a picture in?
Well, yeah, we don't meet till tomorrow night. It's the first time.
So see if they've got some pictures. And I'm sure Charlie has some
pictures.
I'm sure I have
pictures of your tractors and your family. I took them myself, so I know.
That'd be great. I asked Erin to send me some, she said. Dropbox, and I didn't have.
Well,
Dropbox.
She still has them.
And when I downloaded Dropbox, I don't know what happened.
Well, Erin still has them, and I'm sure I have them too.
All right. Did you have Erin send to you? Talk to her about
tomorrow. Yeah, I will.
Okay. So if you, it'd be nice to. We've had that same picture of the tractors in this magazine for a long time, and I just think it'd be nice to have a new one. Is that okay?
Yep. I got one that I drove, right? I'll see if I can remember.
Everybody, take a look in your book. If you want a different picture of background with the events that you've got, send me the pictures and we will replace them. It'd be nice to have some new ones. And, you know, for you, it could be just a generic car show or something that you've had before. Jen, do you like the ones that are...
Oh, I like the ones. I might have some more, so I'll check and get back to you right away.
Okay.
My question was, because we know what the route is right away, is there a way...
Draw me a map and I'll...
Okay, because I have the map from last year. So if we can do that, I think that's just helpful because I emailed it to people, but that was, like, the number one... Like, okay, I need to have it printed out for them. I emailed it. Like, that was the number one thing if they just wanted to know the route.
Think 1/8 of a page size.
Okay.
So make sure it's going to be sharp enough when it shrinks down. No, I can't do a quarter, but I can do.
Yeah, 1/8 would work. Because some of these, like, you can make some of these smaller, but I just think if we could do a route along with the pictures, that would be really helpful. So I'll get that for you.
Okay. Okay, and then let's get, is this the same cost you want to use for next year?
Well, no, that's what you're going to get back. You're going to talk with Erin, because I'd love to increase it to 20 or 25 if we can split some of that off for the...
Okay.
And I think we could even increase it to 15 regardless. It's just we could get more if we're raising money for a cause. People will pay for that.
Okay. City attorney, finance guy, and the city manager and I will have a chat.
Okay.
See,
let me know. I'm very passionate about this, so, and I've done a lot of races, and I will sign up for races with a cause versus ones that don't.
So when you have that chat, I have to take off some of my stuff.
Is he the intimidation factor?
Well, and should I not be here next month? That means I lost my job already.
Oh, God. There's no way in heck that they're going to fire you now, right?
You got till August 4th.
So, Robin, I was watching the news and it happened to say that it's 100 days to the Olympics in Paris, which is the last of July, first of August. We have 100 days.
100 days.
Okay.
And the target is to get you an assistant sometime in July, right? That's the traditional.
Hey, I shared it online on my social feeds. Kim shared it. I shared it out.
We had one person apply, Sky, today, and I'm trying to set up an interview to get him to come in next Tuesday. Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. We got everything off of the agenda.
Yes.
Public comments, adjournment, car show, we have everything. Anything else off the top of your head you're thinking of right now?
One thing, Roman, and maybe you did a subject, I apologize, we missed last month. Is there any way of the committee maybe we could have maybe a phone number or an email in case I want to directly contact Dr. Webster or somebody that's where?
That would be really helpful because the day of was challenging with getting like the lights and the tables and things like that.
Yeah, if we figure out a way, maybe we can help one another or something.
Yeah.
So you want everybody in here? I mean, everybody in here. Okay.
Did you send them the list that you sent?
I will send you the list. I'm your emergency contact because for me, I will feed out to fire department emergency or the. Okay, Officer Wagstaff, if there is an emergency, let's talk for a second. If there is a lost child, do you have a protocol you want everybody here to be following? Do you want to reach out to you first or straight to the booth?
Just go straight to the booth, and then we'll walk around with them usually. We have a minimum of two people in the booth at all times, so one of them can leave, walk around with the kid. And there's also officers, like I said, that just stop by during shifts. And then we'll call out the dispatch and give that information that we're with a lost child and things like that. So,
okay. Just a point of observation. When we went down to American Fort, down their Rotary Park stuff, they had cameras set up everywhere. You know, and I don't know what the purpose it was other than if something happened. Or, I don't know. Was it?
Love it.
Do any surveillance like that at all? Are you familiar with what they did last year for Steel Days?
Well, in years past, Steel Days is they've had to, for the, when the car level goes, they bring in a drug team to monitor that.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like quite it's huge because I think it's the biggest city event in Utah County. Is Steel Days, so it makes sense why they could probably have the budget for it too.
I used to be on the Steel Days committee. I can tell you they have a better budget than we've got.
But they don't get to live in Highland and have our home value appreciation. So.
And pay our property taxes.
Okay, and then again, our EMTs will be stationed right by the side of the sandbox on the back side of where the tennis courts are, by the restrooms that are over there. So they'll have the ambulance pulled right in there, and they'll act as our EMTs for the event.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bathroom coming for you. Have I got signage? That's the one thing we need to get for you.
Okay.
If you want to design some signage, do you need to get it? Shauna, did you talk to her about the spot to display?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Let's chat for 5 seconds here.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Shauna has offered in the bottom floor of the old city building that perhaps some of the historical items could go down there. As you've got that door right there that they can come into to get them in there to go see.
But you would have to move them out of your room after there, and then you'd have to put them back away. So it's, I know it's a lot of work.
But I think more people could also come and see it.
Like I said, we have our meeting tomorrow night, and we will discuss all of this.
Just a thought that maybe
we are. Yeah, well, I mentioned we'd probably do something next month. I mean, last month I said we'd probably do something, but I have to actually talk to the committee.
Okay. Other than that, I've got everything off of my list. Anybody else? Anything? Thank you for coming, everybody. Appreciate it.
I'm looking at you.
Second.
Anyone in favor? You have to actually, after you second it, you're supposed to actually vote. Everyone in favor say
aye.
There you go. Okay.